A long, long time ago,
in a kingdom far, far away,
there lived a king.
This king wanted to show how powerful he was.
He decided to build a very large gold statue of himself.
And it must be made of pure, solid gold.
Then, when the statue was finished, everyone would be amazed.
In fact, the king wanted everyone to worship his statue.
So, the king called a meeting with his builders.
Long live, O king!
Stand up and come nearer. I have something very important to tell you. I want you to make a very, very large statue. A statue so big, everyone can see it from everywhere.
That will be a very big statue.
Yes, the biggest ever.
That will be a lot of work.
Sure. Does that scare you?
No, Your Majesty. The job makes us excited.
And my huge statue must be made only of gold.
Wow.
Wow indeed.
That will be a lot of gold.
Of course. Is that a problem?
Certainly not, Your Majesty.
Your statue will be the biggest the world has ever seen.
And the grandest.
Good, good. Now go and get started.
After the statue was built, the king called all the people in the kingdom together.
Now you must bow down to the statue. When you hear the music, everyone must bow to show me respect. Anyone who does not bow down will be thrown into the fiery furnace.
Grand music was played.
And everyone bowed down low.
Except for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
The king's wise men noticed the three who did not bow down.
As soon as the music stopped, the wise men ran up to the king.
Great king, didn't you tell everyone that they must bow down to your statue when music was played?
Yes, I did.
Well, king, there are three men who did not bow down.
They should be thrown into the furnace.
Who are these men? Bring them to me now.
You'll be barbecued.
How silly can you be?
They want to be heroes.
Is it true that you did not bow down to my statue?
Yes, king, it is true.
We can only bow down to the one true God.
I will give you one more chance. I will have the music played again. If you bow down, I will not throw you into the fiery furnace.
Thank you, king, but there is no point. We will not bow down, the second time or any other time.
We would rather die than bow down to your statue.
Throw us into the fire. If our God saves us, we will live. If he does not, we are willing to die.
Make the fire as hot as you can, and throw these stupid boys into the furnace.
The guards grabbed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and took them to the furnace.
The fire was very, very, very hot.
The guards threw the three men into the fire.
It was so hot that it burned the guards before they could walk away.
Right after doing their duty, the guards died of their burns.
O king, that will teach people not to disobey you.
Yes, nobody can disobey me and live.
The king looked into the furnace.
He could not believe what he saw.
Didn't we throw three men into the fire?
Yes, king, we did. But why?
Look, I see four men, and the fourth looks like the Son of God.
What in the world?
The king took a few steps closer to the fire, but not too close because of the great heat.
With one hand, he shielded his eyes.
With another, he made a megaphone close to his mouth.
And he called out loud the names of the three young men.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, are you okay in there?
We are fine, O king.
Our God has saved us.
He has sent someone to protect us.
Come out of there. Come out, so I can see you away from this heat.
The king touched the hair on the young men's heads.
Next, he smelled their clothes.
Then he held each young man by the shoulders.
Our God has kept us safe, even from your fire.
Finally, the king said,
Now I believe you worship the one true God.